Welcome to day 69 of Happier People, here with me, Jerry Banfield. Would you like to hear how fear blocks most artists from even trying? I hope this is useful for you, whether you are in the middle of being an artist, writer, actor, or whatever you're doing to create for the world. And that's fine if your artistry comes in the form of being a mom or a dad or a worker, whatever you're doing, you can have artistry and creativity as a part of what you do on a daily basis. But fear tends to block most of us from getting into our real creative potential. How do I know? I'm an artist. I create things online. I create all kinds of stuff. I create music. I create videos. I create books, audio books. I even am planning. I created a shirt. Look, I made this shirt. It says perfection, and then it has like an extra N on the bottom. So I create stuff. That's what I do. I'm an artist. And I'm starting to learn that my best creative works are those that I'm most afraid to do. That some of the things I often will do as an artist are things I'm less afraid of doing, and that usually is not my best quality work. My best quality work tends to be that which I'm most afraid of doing. I've started doing a book / video course. I'm going to try and put it on Skillshare, Amazon Video on Demand, Audible audiobook, Kindle, and Amazon. So I'm planning to have it on everything. It's a book called Speaker Meeting 2017. I've had this idea for a while because what I like best is when artists go through or authors go through and describe their life in detail, what things were like, what they've been through, what changed, what happened, how their life is honestly today. And I've had this idea for this book for quite a while. It's a powerful idea, and yet out of all the things I could potentially create, my fear is most concentrated on doing that book. It's a book where I am sharing about the most difficult things I've experienced in my life in complete gore detail, things from my alcoholism, sex problems, video game addictions, eating disorders, or just eating the normal American diet. And I go into these things in the book. So I just started it today. I realized the biggest step in facing fear is just taking one step in that direction. If you think you might be able to make music and you've had beats in your head for years and you've been telling your friends and you've been fantasizing about it, the biggest step you can take, buy a software today or get a trial version today if you don't have any money and make a beat. Make some beat. See, the fear will block because what I do in my head is always better than whatever comes out, or usually better. Like, I've had this idea for the book Speaker Meeting for months now, and what have I done? I've done everything but do that book. And today I did the first chapter. I knocked out the first chapter right before doing this. I was going to do the second chapter, but they decided to pave the street right behind me, which is really loud. You might hear some of it in this. It's quiet for the moment. So I realized, well, I better get to work on something else. And I know that's my best creative work I can do because there was great relief. Like, thank God, I don't have to do that. How do you think these great books and movies and things you love were made? The people who made them often were terrified to sit down and start writing them. I'm listening to a book called The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. He did the book, which became a movie, The Legend of Bagger Vance. If you're into golf, you've probably heard of that. If you haven't, you may not have. He was terrified to sit down and start writing that book. He wrote for 20 years before he got any kind of publishing deal. He wrote for 10 years before anyone paid him anything for his writing. He struggled with addiction and resistance and fear of almost every kind. And now, guess what? He has a best-selling book that's turned into a movie. So you might look at it now and you might see him as successful. But when he is in the middle of creating, as already says, when he goes and sits down to write every day, he is afraid. Because the fear, resistance, evil, the devil, however you want to look at it, the ego, doesn't want you to create anything new. It wants to keep things how they are. And the conflict is, that you came down here. Your purpose on this earth is to do your creative work. Whether that's being a mom and creating a beautiful life for your daughter, like my wife's doing right now, or whether it's me and just making this podcast or these videos on Facebook or YouTube or video courses or music. You see, I'm not attached as much to exactly what type of art I'm making. I'm attached to my territory. I get in here and I make something every day. And if I'm sick and I have the flu, then I lay on my bed and use my iPhone and I do it anyway. Because that fear, there almost everyone has an inner artist inside. Every human being has amazing talents. Every human being came down to this earth with some clear purpose, some clear job to do. And once we get down here, we get mired in this world of everything being the same. It's the strangest thing. We come down from heaven. We come down in this world, and then we forget that we came down here. We get stuck just being in the world. And then we actually, a lot of our life's work, lots of times, is set out to keep things exactly the way they are. Isn't that ridiculous? Like, we came down here to help, and yet when we get down here, we don't want to do anything. We just want things to stay the way they are, and we want to ink out some kind of a life for ourselves. Really, I'm here. My big self is here, that was here before this body was created. My big self is here to evolve, to change, to play, to have fun, to create. I'm not here to simply keep the world as it is. The world doesn't need me to keep things how it is. It's doing just fine keeping things how it is, and would do just fine keeping things how it is without me. My part is to play my little instrument through this body of life using whatever creative tools I have and play my part every day in our song to help us change and make our song constantly evolving and growing to help people have a happier and more peaceful and productive life today. And fear is not something the artist is immune to. Do you think the artist you love go up in front of that microphone? Do you think they get the microphone up in the studio? Do you think I walk up in front of the microphone in the studio cocky, like, yeah, I'm gonna do this. Yeah, I'm gonna knock this out. I'm gonna make a bestseller right now. That's not what happens when I walk up here. I get down on my knees, and a lot of other artists do the same thing. They pray. I pray to God for help. I ask for guidance. I ask to do a good job for you. That's what I do. I don't get up here and get all, I'm going to show these motherfuckers. I'm going to rock this. I'm up here. I'm scared to death. I'm like, I'm letting my heart and soul out here. There's people are going to hear this and be like, he sucks. And I've gotten about every kind of negative feedback you could get. The key is for me, I'm responsible for the work. I'm responsible for getting up here and doing this. I'm not responsible for the results. And in fact, I'm responsible for the work. And I take ownership over doing the work. I'm not responsible for the fruits of my labor. I show up, I do the work, and I go home. And this is something I've been learning, to stop checking my subscriber account every day, to stop looking at my views every day, to stop trying to just see what public opinion wants me to do. I've gotten lost. I've diverted lots of times trying to just pander to views. And you can see some of the top YouTubers, that's all they do. That's all they do is just go after views. Every video is some attempt to get the most attention. And you'd think you'd get to some level of subscriber and you say, okay, I've got enough attention. But no, even the very top guys on YouTube, every single video, every thumbnail, every title is intended to be this catchy. It's intended to be this clickbait. It's intended to just lure people in. And to me, it's up to me to do better than that. It's up to me to just make the things that are in my heart. And if one person watches it and 9,000 people say, that sucks, I'm not going to watch any more of his self-help crap, that's fine. My work is to be really helpful to one person. And it doesn't matter how many clickbait videos and titles I put out, because you won't get anything out of them that you wouldn't get watching anyone else's videos. It's up to me to show up and do the work that's uniquely been given to me. And I'm starting to learn that whatever I'm most afraid of doing, that whatever I want to duck or skip or we'll just do that later. I've been making these presentations. Now, most of the work I do, I just sit down, bang it out, finish it, it's done. That's how I've got 7 books on Audible. I've got like 15 books on Kindle and available in print. My friend Michael Gerard's helped a lot with that. I just sit down, knock it out. Now, I'm starting to learn there's some things I'm afraid of doing, and those are the things that are essential for me to do. Those are the really good things I've been given. Those are the potential bestsellers in terms of impact, not in terms of what actually may happen. But those are my heavy hitters. Those are my best artworks I've been given. The speaker meeting book terrifies the hell out of me. Do you think I want to go in and talk about all my sex problems and my alcohol problems in more damn detail than I do in this podcast? I mean, wow. To go back and relive a bunch of these things that have been healed and that I'm like, all right, well, let's move on. We're done with that, aren't we? The best work I have to do is also the work I tend to most resist and most be afraid of. So I've been tempted lots of times. Fear is a form of resistance. So fear tries to misguide me, to lead me off the path, to get me doing things that are useless, to make videos just to try and get views instead of to really make a difference in someone's life. Because the videos that people set out to just get views have not helped me at all. It's the videos that people made honestly from the heart, the books that people wrote honestly from the heart that have made a big difference in my life. And I've got misguided in ways that you might not think of as misguided. For example, I've been led off into ways that allowed me to make a bunch of money. And you might think, well, that's not misguided. It got me off in doing things. It got me off in directions, trying to be a big time. Yeah, I'm going to be top dog online. Yep, everybody will know about Jerry. Yeah, Jerry Banfield will be a big, huge deal. And those things got me way off doing a bunch of work that often wasn't helpful to people. It got me creating things that were salesy, that were just to make money, that didn't do a lot of good. And I'm thankful that the universe actually gave me a big help by kicking me off of Udemy. The universe helped stop me from going further and further and further into helping myself instead of helping others. Because it's tempting. Hey, look, there's a bunch of money. I'm just going to put my arms around it and take as much of it as I can for myself. But I didn't come into this world with money, and I don't get to leave with money. The thing that transcends this life of this body, though, is doing the creative work out of love, the love and joy of being here. And if you think you've got a bestseller inside you, you're right. You do. Everyone's got a best-selling album or book, or everyone has an amazing child-raising experience inside of them. Everyone has some amazing creative work in them. The trick is to get through the fear of it. I've had a lot of fear about being a good dad. I've had tons of fear about being a good dad. And that shows me that's a big part of the creative work I'm here to do. I'm here to create an amazing parenting experience for my daughter. And each time I've looked at fear and walked through it, it's given me the ability to be a better dad. And each time I've looked at fear in my business, I was afraid to even do this. Why? Because I realized in my exercise yesterday, I had a podcast episode yesterday called How Do I Get a 3% Loan on $300,000? And I said my exercise was to learn more about how to do that. And guess what? I didn't do that. I forgot to Google it. And so right before I went to make this, guess what I did? I'm like, oh, let me Google that. And then I Googled, I found a company, Sophie, that looks like they do student loan refinancing. So then I started looking more and I got to the application. I'm like, wait a minute, I need to do this podcast today. The podcast's about fear blocking most artists from trying. And here I'm sitting, avoiding doing my podcast because I want to look good. I want people to think, yeah, he every day he doesn't exercise on his podcast, and he does it every day. I forgot yesterday. I got off doing other things, and I wanted to look good for you. So, well, yeah, see, I did that. I do my exercise every day. Fear often comes in tricky forms. Fear often, for me, comes in the form of fantasy. I've thought this book speaker meeting through in my head a bunch of times. And then I'll say this, and then I'll say that, and then I'll say that, and I'll say that, and then everyone's going to buy, and it's going to be a bestseller, and they're going to be like, oh my God, Jerry, I love you, and you can have everything you want. I'm like, wait a minute. I already do have everything I want. What the hell am I thinking this book is going to do that to give me that I don't already have? That's crazy. Now you can hear them paving, so... The point of all this is that if you're experiencing fear about something, now there's a difference, there's different ways of fear. For example, if you've burned your hand on a stove 10 times and you go to put your hand back on the stove, that's a productive form of fear. Now there's some fear that are helpful. Fear of being the same way you've been and making the same mistakes you've made, that's productive, and you use that fear to motivate to work through the fear of the unknown. What'll you be like if you do a better job in your life? What would your life be like if you stopped fantasizing and stopped talking junk to your friends about all the ideas you have? If you stopped criticizing other people about their parenting or their teaching skills or their videos, what would your life look like if you started trying to do some of your own things? Just getting started makes most of us feel very vulnerable. Because while you can talk a great game, the videos themselves, whatever you do, may be pretty disappointing compared to the game you've talked. See, I could make this podcast sound really good, and the reality of it is, I've got a Microsoft PowerPoint here on a screen capture with a big dump truck making a bunch of noise in the background. My wife and daughter just got home, and I'm sure that you'll be hearing them soon. The reality of this podcast is that it's painfully ordinary. And yet, I step up and do it every single day because with being an artist, a writer, a creator, a mom, a teacher, whatever it is you're doing, showing up and doing it every day, that's how amazing things happen. Showing up every day. If you want to make a great beat, like I'm trying to make a great beat, I show up and try and make a beat every day, and I know one day out of just dumb luck or divine intervention or grace, one day I'll make a great beat. But I might have to show up 5,000 days and make crappy beats or decent beats or mediocre beats before I make one that's great. I may have to sit here and make 1,000 podcast episodes before I make one that really makes a big difference in your life. Or before I make one that really gets viral and gets shared. I've made 1,200 videos. I've had one that's over 1 million views and three that are over 500,000 views. Out of 1,300 plus videos now, I made 70 plus courses online. I've had 3 or so bestsellers. A lot of authors, if you know a best-selling author, there's a good chance they wrote or worked their butt off for years to get one good book. So today, I'm grateful to know that fear, resistance are pointing me in the direction I need to go. Because once you start taking that first step, you get comfortable trying to make music. You get comfortable really teaching the material in the classroom and not reading from the book and boring your students to hell. But you put the book down and you just teach. You teach the students from the heart. You tell them the truth. And instead of being afraid of what the parents are going to say, afraid of what their value is, you step up there and you really teach. I remember the teachers. The teachers that made an impact on me are the ones that put the book down and really taught me, that really taught from the heart. And they must have felt terrified to sit up there in third grade and really teach to a bunch of third graders, because third graders are brutal, and third graders have brutal parents. To step up as a mom and really find a better way to do things instead of just doing the same things or trying to please other people, but really looking. Once you get in the habit of doing that, then fear will sneak in all these other ways and try and divert you off the path, get you distracted, get you busy, get you annoyed, get you tired. So I share this today to help me to continue to stay the path, to continue walking through the fear. Just because I've done 1,300 videos doesn't mean I'm not nervous when I step up to do the 1,301st or the 2,000. And I think actually I just crossed 3,000 videos on my spreadsheet. Just because I've done 3,000 of these doesn't mean I'm not afraid to go sit up and do another one. But I'm more afraid today to see what my life looks like if I stop doing my creative work. I'm more afraid today to see what my life looks like if I just coast. If I stop improving, stop reading books, stop trying to be a better husband and father, stop trying to be a musician. I'm more afraid to see what my life looks like if I stop facing my fear and just sit there and hide like I did for a lot of my adult life. Sit there and talk junk about, well, you know, if I did that, yeah. Well, man, I'm going to do this and then I'm going to be president. I used to literally go around. I made some of my first videos were me talking about politics and how I was going to be president on my balcony with no shirt on. Yeah, there we go. So my exercise for today is to investigate where my resistance, where my fear is directing me to create. To find that activity that I'm trying to dodge, that activity I'm desperate to avoid doing. And as I'm saying this, it sounds like that activity is getting into student loan refinancing. So I'm grateful how fast these exercises work. I will get to work after this. I'll spend some time with my wife and daughter, and I'll sit down and see what I can do about getting my student loans refinanced. Thank you very much for listening to this or watching this. I hope you have a wonderful day today. Would you please, I'll ask you something new today. If you use Twitter, would you please share this episode on Twitter today so that maybe someone following you, someone who it might help, will be able to use it. Thank you very much. I hope you have a great day today.